A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Aleph, Baba Basra 31a, pagination is 61, starting from the end of the first line. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. One person says that this field belongs to my ancestors. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. And this person says this field belongs to my ancestors. Hai Aisi Sahadi Da'avohosehi. One of them brings proof that indeed it belongs to his fathers. Fahai Aisi Sahadi Da'ochleshne Chazoka. And this one brings proof, not that it belonged to his ancestors, but that he ate the years of Chazoka, as we described. 3 years of Chazoka grant a person the opportunity to say a taina, to say a claim that he bought it, and that it's his. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, and this is the initial position, Ma lo l'shaker, why would a person lie? Iboi Omar le, he could have easily said, Minoch zavinta, I bought it from you, va'achalta shnei chazaka, and I ate the years of chazaka. What Rabba is referring to is the fact that this person, who's the current resident, could have claimed, based on his chazaka, not that it belonged to his family for many years, that it belonged to his father, but rather, he could have claimed, it's yours, of course it's yours, it was yours, but now it's mine, because I bought it from you. And since he could claim that he bought it, malo l'shaker, he's believed in a stronger way that he's not lying when he says it was in my family all the time. Because although one side, the ma'arer, the side that's complaining, why is he on my field, has proof that it was his ancestors, but Rabba says we're walking in, we don't know who to believe, a person who's got a migu, who has a claim, I could get the field, I'm well leveraged, I'm just telling you the truth, that it was in my family forever, instead of claiming that I bought it from you. That should be an indicator that he's saying the truth, and we should believe him, because he has his chazaka. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said to his Rebbe, Rabba, Ma li l'shaker b'mokom edim lo amrinon. We can't say the concept of migu. Why would he lie? If he was lying, he has a better lie. So we should believe him that it belonged to his ancestors. There's something contradicting the claim that he is claiming. It's not just that he doesn't have proof to it, and a migu can bring a proof that he's saying the truth. There's actually something contradicting his claim. There are witnesses that say that as far as long-term history, it belonged to the ma'arer, to the one who's complaining. And therefore, the resident can't claim something against Edim, against witnesses, even with a migu, why would he lie? I don't know why he would lie, but he's lying because we have witnesses. And therefore, whereas, according to Rabba, we would have given it to the current resident because he's got a chazaka and could have claimed he bought it, says Abaye, but he didn't claim he bought it. He claimed it was his forever. And to claim it's yours forever when Edim contradict you doesn't work. So at this moment, it would go to the ma'arer, to the one who's complaining that it's his land, and what are you doing on my land? Hadar Omale, so this current resident changed his claim slightly, and he said, In da'avasechi, it is true, it did belong to your ancestors, it was in your family, like the Edom witnesses say, Vizavinte minach, but I bought it from you. Vahai de amrilach de avase, and the reason that I said that it was my father's, de samachli alokid de avasi, I considered it mine with such reliability as if it was in my family for a long time. So, he's not contradicting his claim, his original claim, totally. If he would, for example, have said, it was my father's and never your family's, then changing his claim and saying we bought it from you would not just be an adjustment. It would be a totally different claim, and that he can't do. But over here, what he's doing is he's giving an amasla. He's giving an explanation as to why he used an expression that he now has to revise. Again, he's claiming we bought it from you. And the reason I claimed it's my father's is because it was as reliable to me as if it was my father's, but really I'm the one, we, the current residents, are the ones who bought it from you. And the Gemara quantifies the question, Toein v'choze v'toein, o ein choze, toein v'choze v'toein. Can a person claim and then revise his claim? Or, once he's claimed, he cannot revise his claim. Ula Omar, toein v'choze v'toein. Ula says you could revise your claim, and that's how we paskin, as long as it's not a direct contradiction. Nahardoi amri eino toein v'choze v'toein. Nahardoi say you cannot revise your claim. And the Gemara explains in such a way that we're going to be able to extract numerous laws from this discussion. Umodi Ula. Ula, who says that you could revise your claim, admits that Heicha de Omale shal avosai velo shal avosecha. If he said it's my father's and not your father's, de inotoin v'choze v'toin, you can't later directly contradict what you said and say, yeah, it was your father's and we bought it from you. That you can't do, because that's a direct contradiction. Veheicha de havekoi beidino. And if he was in Bezdin, v'lotoan, and he didn't claim anything, v'asa me'ivroi, and now he comes running back in, v'toan, with a claim, inechoze v'toin, he can't do that. My taima, why? Taina se agmere, because clearly people did or might have taught him a new claim, and he's trying to wiggle his way in to the claim that it shouldn't be a direct contradiction, but they taught him what to say, and that's not going to work. Umodi Nahardoi, and Nahardoi, who say generally you cannot revise your claim, if he would claim it's my father's and they bought it from your father, so that he's fulfilling everybody's words, you're right and you're right, and everybody's saying the truth, that would be acceptable. Because when he claimed it was his father's, indeed it was his father's. And to explain the Edim who say it was the other person's father's, he says, yeah, we bought it from him. And also, if a person claimed things out of Bezdin in the discussion on the street, velotoan, he didn't have this claim that's going to work. And now in Bezdin, he is making the claim that works. The Choza V'toin, that type of revision is going to work. My time of why? Avadinish de la megalitana se'a l'levedino. Because it happens that people don't reveal their real argument until they get to Bezdin. And therefore, what he claimed on the street doesn't hold him back, doesn't constrict the claims that he could make. In Halacha, Kuf Mem Vav, Siv Chaf Dalid, the Mechaber delves even deeper into this concept that what he claimed on the street is not necessarily binding upon him. Yesh Misha Omer, the Mechaber says, there are those who say, Sha'afilo Amachutz Lebezdin Shalavosai Velo Shalavosecha. It's possible that even if he said on the street, it was my ancestors and not yours, Yachaloma Bevezdin, he'll be able to do a revision in Bezdin, which is really a direct contradiction to what he said on the street, Shalavosai Shalakuho Me Avosecha, it was my ancestors and they bought it from your ancestors, because we say this concept of a person's real claim isn't stated until he gets to Bezdin, and what he says on the street is irrelevant. There's a Yesh Misha Omer, even to the point of direct contradiction. The Mechaber concludes, V'yesh Misha Cholik Bozeh, there are those that argue about this and say that a direct contradiction, this principle is not strong enough to carry. In any case, Omer Ameymar, Ameymar says, Ano Nahardo Ano, I am from Nahardo, who say that you can't revise. Usvir Ali, but I still hold, even though that's the school of thought that I come from, detoin v'choze v'toin, I hold you're allowed to revise the claim. V'hilchasa toin v'choze v'toin, and the halacha is that you're allowed to revise the claim, and that's indeed how the Mechaber paskins in Kuf Mem Vav Chaf Dalid, with these additional nuances that emerge from the Gemara in terms of that even though you're allowed to revise your claim, but you can't do it in a direct contradictory fashion, and you can't do it after you've left Bezdin, and it looks like people taught you what to say, you can't come running back in order to correct it in the way that they taught you to correct it. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.